We've got mail. Weighing in. I too weigh too much to serve a mission. Thank you for the story, Weighing In for a Mission, September 2006. It really helped me understand that it is possible to lose a whole lot of weight. I used to think, if God wants me to serve a mission, He can take me the way I am. But now I realize I was wrong, and I'm shooting to lose some serious weight. Thanks again for this wonderful article. Jeremy H., Oregon. Church leaders. I want to say thank you for the article, The Body is Sacred, November 2006. I love reading the articles written by the church leaders. They give me courage to do the right thing, and I feel reassured to know that the leaders of the church are concerned about us and love us. I particularly liked what President Hinckley said, "How truly beautiful is a well-groomed young woman who is clean in body and mind. She is a daughter of God in whom her eternal Father can take pride. My goal is to have Heavenly Father always be proud of me." Andrea B., Michigan. Helping others. I read the article entitled Learning to Hope, November 2006, and was deeply touched. I couldn't believe how much Mariama Callan had to go through. I was also amazed at how important a simple hygiene kit was to her. Reading this article made me want to do something to ease the pain of other suffering people. How can I help? Courtney F., Pennsylvania. Editor's note. Go to www.providentliving.org and click on Caring for Others, Humanitarian Services, and then How Can I Help? Time. I really enjoyed the poem Time by Karina Schwartz, August 2006. It really struck me and made me think about how people take life for granted. Even the things in the world that seem so small play a big part in Heavenly Father's plan. Wouldn't we be so much better off if we took a second to recognize and be thankful for our blessings? Brittany B., North Carolina. Staying on course. From the time I joined the church in 1998 up to the present time, I have been in schools far away from meeting houses and have not been receiving spiritual boosts in my life. When I come home, I always get the New Era magazines to read, and this helps me stay on course and get the strength I desire from reading experiences shared by other people. I want to say thank you. Prosper N., Nigeria. My Big Feet. I really enjoyed the article My Big Feet, November 2006, about how the author became a happier person when she learned how to accept her big feet. It helped me realize that having a negative attitude about one of our body features that we can't change won't help us find happiness. Thank you for this story. Aaron W., Arizona. We love hearing from you. Write us at the following address. Please include the names of your ward and stake, or branch and district. Send to New Era, We've Got Mail, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, USA. Or email us at newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of section, We've Got Mail.